Mr. President, the Lutheran World Federation would like to commend the government of Uganda for its constructive engagement within the UPR mechanism. Uganda's refugee policy is one of the world's most progressive, allowing refugees to live in settlements and providing access to national services, including primary and secondary education. However, COVID lockdown accelerated teenage pregnancies, including refugee girls, and this led to high school drops as well as early first marriage. Although the government has adopted guidelines for the prevention and management of teenage pregnancies in schools, most pregnant refugee girls and young mothers have not gone back to school due to stigma and due to lack of support for child mothers. During the COVID shock, many women in refugee communities experienced challenges that increased their vulnerability to violence, including a significant 30% reduction in the food ratio in February 2020 and interruption of crucial health services. There are also challenges in accessing justice in SGBV, sexual gender-based violence cases, within the refugee, host and post-conflict communities. We urge the government of Uganda to take proactive measures to reduce teenage pregnancy while enabling pregnant teenagers to stay in school, to strengthen the SGBV referral systems in refugee host communities and build the capacity of relevant actors to respond to these cases, and to increase resource allocation to the justice, law and order sector to handle GBV cases through the mobile court sessions. The Parliament of Uganda should fast-track the enactment of the National Legal Aid Bill 2022 to streamline legal aid programs and provide a state-funded system that will enhance access to justice for the vulnerable. Thank you, Mr. President.